Yeah, we talked to Tom Penn a little bit earlier, president of LAFC. We are now 13 days away from the MLS's back tournament, Galaxy versus the Houston Dynamos. That'll be Monday the 13th. We are 24 days away from Dodgers opening day, anticipated to be July the 24th. And we are 30 days away from Lakers, Clippers. The NBA will officially be back in its Orlando bubble. When you look at it that way, when you talk about the month of July in that way, don't you get optimistic? Don't you get excited? Doesn't that send a thrill up your leg?
That's a funny expression. Okay. I don't know why it made me laugh so much.
It's a weird expression, but I think it applies.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm very immature, I think. it does. Because you know why? We're going to talk about real sports.
Yes.
We're just going to talk about sports. Like
games,
you know,
games.
Mace, do you know what we just did this last segment? We talked about the Lakers lineup.
Yes.
Maybe the Lakers will go small.
Yep.
Anthony Davis can play the five.
That was Even though he doesn't like playing the five. Yeah. He likes playing the four, but we'll play him at the five. Because we don't have Avery Bradley.
That feels like what we used to talk about, Mace.
It does. It does.
We used to talk about sports.
What's the Lakers' finishing lineup without Avery Bradley?
Interesting. I think Caruso's in the finishing lineup.
You do?
He's...
So I think you've got AD at the five. You got LeBron.
Yeah, I think AD's at the
five. You've got Kuzma probably at the four.
Yeah, and I... Okay, LeBron, would I go Caruso or would I go KCP? You know what? I might
go KCP.
I might go KCP the more I think about it. Yeah, he's just... Look, Caruso is really good in 18 to 20 minute bursts.
Yes, he is.
Right? We don't know yet what he is over in starters minutes. We don't know that. You know, we haven't seen that. I feel like KCP is a better basketball player than him. And that's not a knock on Caruso. I'm not trying to hate on him or anything like that.
No, not at all. I mean, he's going to get
KCP
a ton of minutes
better.
Now.
Yeah, he's going to play a much bigger role. But I think KCP is still a really good player. And
well, he's been really good defensively
this year.
Yeah. So I think the finishing lineup is AD, Kuzma, LeBron, Danny Green, and KCP.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what we could also do? Should we just be nice? I'm going to be nice. Never mind. I'm not going to
What were you going to do? Go ahead.
Well, like Rob Palenka did a Zoom call again here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about all the movies he was watching, you know.
He
didn't quote the Bible or anything this time, but this was, yeah, he said he was really moved by this one scene in Harriet. That prompted
discussion
on voter suppression. He said that led to a conversation about what LeBron is doing with more than a vote and how change can be made by bringing racial equality to the voting booths and eliminating injustices there. To think we get to be part of the NBA community and the incredibly powerful platform that community has to usher in change for agents.
Hey, why are you saying that in a mockingly way? Don't say that
as
a mocking way.
I'm sorry. I told you I wasn't going to do it.
I think what he's saying is straight up true.
It's great. It's good. Yeah,
I was saying this the other night. How do I volunteer for LeBron's More Than a Vote campaign?
Oh, my gosh. And now, did you see the Atlanta Hawks are turning their arena into one giant polling location?
Into a big polling place, absolutely.
I think, you know, one of the things I've seen with sports organizations, and I've heard this from players, okay? They want to see where organizations put their – they're not just put their money, but what they do with their – and or their mouth. They want to see what they do. And Chris Paul said this on the conference call last week where he said, you know, he was making sure to use the term governor, not owner.
I
definitely noted that. And he said, we wanted to hear. And that's why it was a big deal. The Knicks didn't put a statement out. Like people were watching, you know, whether it was just a statement on social media, whether it was a video, whatever, people were watching to see what owners were going to say and do. I think the Hawks doing that is awesome. That's like real positive action in the community.
You know, I'll tell you another one. The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx, that entire organization will have November the 3rd as a company holiday because that is Election Day.
Cool. Good.
I think, you know, in other countries, Election Day is a holiday.
It should be.
When I happened to be in Colombia – with Juan on a trip a few years ago, and there was a presidential election. And they vote all weekend long. So Friday night at 6 o'clock, they stop selling all alcohol. You cannot buy any alcohol.
Okay.
And the voting starts on Saturday, finishes on Sunday, and then they put alcohol back on for sale. But it's like, we not only want you to vote by giving you by having the election on a Saturday and Sunday, but we also want you to be stone cold sober when you vote. They don't sell alcohol during the voting periods. I mean, that's how other countries view elections. I think I've always thought voting should be on a Saturday. Voting should be on a Saturday when the most people are available to vote. And good for Minnesota Timberwolves, Minnesota Lynx. I hope other companies follow suit and make November the 3rd treat it as a company holiday.
Yeah.
Because it should be.
Yeah, it should be. And I hope that, you know, that's where sports and social media can play such a huge role, which is just, you know, when one organization does it, it gives everybody else this idea. And whether it's peer pressure or whether they're like, oh, that's a great idea, I should do that too. All of a sudden, you get 30 NBA organizations doing that, broadcasting that to their millions of followers on social media, and that becomes the norm now. If you're not doing it, you're behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Meanwhile, baseball is gearing up for a November 24th start. There's no schedule.
July 24th,
yeah. There's no schedule yet, but it's anticipated to be July the 24th. It'll be regional, so the AL West will play the NL West. Dodgers will face the Angels, will face the Astros, will face the A's and the Mariners and the Rangers. Just working off the top of my head there. I think I got them all. One of the new rules that is going into effect, again because of COVID, is that there will be no players or managers leaving their position to argue with umpires. You're not allowed to come within 6 feet of an umpire or opposing player or manager for the purpose of an argument or engage in altercations on the field. You're subject to immediate ejection and discipline, including fines and suspensions. Do you think managers and players are going to be able to be disciplined enough to break old habits of going up to the umpire and having a conversation, or a manager charging out of the dugout and saying, hey, wait a minute, you got that call wrong? Are players and managers going to be disciplined enough to be able to pull this off?
Are they still allowed to yell, but they just have to stay 6 feet away?
You're allowed to yell. You have to stay six feet away.
Yeah, they can do it. They just yell louder. Stay farther apart.
Stay farther apart. Yeah. Yeah. Well, because if
Shout
you think about
the dugout.
It, yelling is quite literally the most effective way to transmit
spread the virus.
Yeah. That's the exact way that you do it. So yelling in somebody's face is the wrong thing to do. Other than that, the other thing I'd forgotten about is that, there's going to be an expanded dugout in bullpen space. So in other words, they want to open up the dugout. Since they're in empty stadiums, instead of everybody sitting in the dugout, some people are going to be sitting like in the first row of the stadium.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's
to provide social distance. And the bullpen will be expanded so that there's room for social distance. Do you think this stuff is going to be effective? Do you think this stuff is going to get
done? I think that matters a lot. Like, you know, I was like, I guess you could all sit with a mask on, but it's just, when you're playing, you're not going to want to put the mask on and off. I think some coaches might have masks on. I've seen some of the umpires have masks on, right? Coaches could.
Yeah, some older coaches actually opted out today.
Who's that?
I don't remember the names, but there were a couple of older coaches.
Like base coaches, not managers? Okay.
Who, because of COVID, have decided to opt out. Which is reasonable because they're more in the target range where people are suffering fatalities. But and the other thing is lineup. There won't be a traditional lineup card exchange, which I think is stupid anyway.
Yeah, we don't.
Why
do
we do that? What year is it?
I think it's just tradition.
Can it be just an app? Can't we just do that by an app?
Yeah, it's fine. Totally fine.
Like, we don't need the two managers out and discuss their lineups with the umpire. That's going to go away too. They'll be transmitted and by a mobile application. So that does make sense. And I think that the cool thing for baseball is that we will get to see Astros Dodgers. We will get to see it
a lot.
And you talked to Kenley Jansen last week. I heard you and George talk to him. And he certainly hasn't forgotten 2017.
Yeah, no, Kenley was, you know, I thought that was a pretty real answer when he talked about, like, you know, that game two where he gives up the home run to Marvin Gonzalez. Like, that was on him. Like, yeah, he was like, he crushed it. Like, but the game five, that was the game where both teams scored a lot of runs. What was the final score?
13-12.
Yeah.
13-12.
He came in and he was talking all about Kershaw and never gives up that many runs. He said, Kelling said, you know, I made a lot of pitches there that I go back and think, like, how could they take that pitch? How could they take it? How did they know to take that? How did they know that was coming? I mean, it feels like you go back and wonder about that start, particularly that game five in Houston, where we know they had the technology to be stealing signs.
Game five is where they stole the World Series. I was there. Yeah. Game five is where they stole the World Series. Clayton Kershaw blew a 3-run lead, then he blew a 4-run lead, or vice versa. He blew 2 big leads in that game. And it didn't look right, didn't feel right. It was a crazy game. I mean, it was an absolutely insane game.
I was exhausted by the end of that game, just watching it.
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And now to know the truth of it is unbelievably frustrating.
But Kelly said he's not going to throw at anyone. He said, you know what? I'm past it. It is what it is. I feel like we were the rightful champs. I feel like we're the real champs. But when we play the Astros, it's over. I want to just beat them on the field. I don't need to hit anybody.
Well, and you know, here's the thing about that. I think everybody expects there to be some kind of fireworks, some beanball that goes on. You know, the reality is that in every game counts almost 3 times more than a regular season game in a 162 game season. You can't afford to be putting base runners on base. You just can't. So I don't think we're going to see as much throwing at people as maybe you otherwise would have expected.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I also think that their baseball is really going to crack down on that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in a normal year, like where we're not COVID and there's a bunch of games going on all the time, and then I think there would have been a lot of Astros getting hit.
Yep.
But this is not a normal year. Well, baseball would almost like nothing more than to change the topic of discussion.
Yeah, and hell, I mean, you're not going to give Jose Altuve first base. You're just not going to do it. You're not going to put Carlos Correa on in a tight ball game. So I think we're going to see less of that, the idea of Dodgers throwing at Astros, than maybe we were thinking about when we were all worked up into a lather in the fall. All right, coming up next for you, Chris Haynes is going to join us. Yahoo Sports will get it. He's in the bubble.
Yeah, he's there for Yahoo Sports and TNT.
We will go there live to the bubble next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. The bubble. We talk about the bubble. The word bubble has been used more times in the last month than I've probably used the word in my entire life. But there is an NBA bubble. And joining us now from inside that bubble is Yahoo and TNT reporter Chris Haynes. Chris, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on.
So is there an actual bubble? Like, I'm picturing this Iron Dome or something, or is it just, did you just drive on up to Disney World?
I mean, it's not a bubble as of right now. So, you know, we got, I have to do 7 days of quarantine first, but the first 3 days is going to be spent. I'm at the, I don't know if I should be getting out the hotel I'm at, but I'm at,
okay, you're
I'm
at the hotel.
I'm at a hotel. It's on the Disney property, but it's not in the area of where the campus is going to be at.
Okay.
So I spend the first 3 days here, and then I'm tested daily, and then from there I spend the next 4 days on the campus, the actual so-called bubble.
So, Chris, have you been tested yet?
Yeah, I tested for the first time this morning.
And what kind of test did they give you? It's a swab. Is it up the nose or is it down the throat?
Yeah, thank God it ain't that. The first one they were giving out up the nose and all the way through your eyes. You know, I was terrified. But it was it's a swab. It's like a swab on a long stick. They put it through they run it through your mouth, like towards the back of your throat on both sides. And then they do the same, up your nose, both nasal, openings. And, it was fine. It wasn't, you know, it was like, I told them, you know, I was joking. I told them, I said, if you went an inch deeper in my mouth or nose, I would have been screaming. You know, it was a little, you know, uncomfortable because you're not used to something being there, but it's not, you know, it's not like the same type of testing, you know, that people were getting initially.
Hey, Chris, how long does it take to get the results?
I'm told that the results I should get the results back in 12 to 14 hours, I believe.
Oh, cool. How many other people have you seen so far? Like, how isolated are you?
Well, the hotel I'm at right now, there's about, I think I've seen like 10 people affiliated with the NBA, whether that's a writer or, you know, camera people or producers. But this particular hotel is a little bit more loose. You know, you see, you know, there's still some people walking in the lobby. I want to say it looks like it's still open. Obviously, there's not a lot. They don't have a lot of visitors, but this hotel seems like it's open because it's not, everybody's not affiliated with the NBA.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not, I would imagine once I actually move on to the campus that it would be a lot more strict over there.
Chris Haynes is with us from Yahoo and TNT, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Momo's in for John. So, did you have any hesitation about going into the bubble?
Yes. You know, Florida, we've all seen the numbers just spike up here in South Florida. Being away for so long from my family, you know, I got a daughter who's going off to college. And so I'm not going to be able to see her off. And then me being one of the early reporters here, you know, that's pretty much a 3-month commitment. So yeah, I wasn't sold on it initially. I'll say that. But yeah, I did have my concerns about coming out.
So how'd you get past it? Like, how'd you decide, yeah, I'm going to go for three and a half months?
Just an unprecedented time, Ramona. It's just one of those things that, you know, you want to trust that the NBA is doing, is putting together the best and safest policies in place and protocol in place, not only for the players and coaches, but also for the few media members that's going to be in this bubble. And so, you know, you just kind of hoping that it bodes well for us as well. And then just to be able to cover something like that. Now, look, I don't like the access. I don't think the access, I just don't know if it's going to be that good. You know, just reading it, you know, you kind of get kind of just looking at what we're not able to do, looking at all the restrictions, you know, you can kind of scratch your head with that. But I felt like if my family was okay with me going, and if I felt comfortable enough that with the policies, that safety policy and measures that were in place, if I felt kind of comfortable with it, and I was like, you know, why not give it a shot? You know, look, I'm committed. Not committed, but I'll say this. I'm here. I'm here right now. That don't mean I'll be here a month from now. So, you know, I figured I'd give it a shot.
When do the teams report, Chris?
I believe the teams report on the 7th, July the 7th.
And there's been some conversation about other guys. Maybe I know that DeAndre Jordan tested positive. So did Spencer Dinwiddie. We know that Avery Bradley is sitting out for the Lakers related to family issues and social justice issues. Are there any big names that you anticipate are going to wind up sitting out, or are all the stars going to be there?
As of right now, I would say all the stars are pretty much going to be there. You know, will we have a couple more who pull themselves out? You know, that's definitely a possibility. I don't know if we've gotten a word yet on if Lou Williams is committed yet. You know, you got to look at, you know, somebody like Justin Holiday, has he committed over there with the Indiana Pacers? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie, is he going to go over there after testing positive. So I think you'll have situations like that. But as far as, you know, I guess the superstar players, I don't think we'll have any surprises there.
Chris, I think, you know, one of the things that gets me about, like what you just said of how you decided to go is like, look, I'm here. I don't know if I'll be here a month from now, but we'll give it a shot. Do you think players are taking that same attitude of like, well, I'll give it a shot. Let's see how this goes. And maybe after a couple of weeks of training camp or going to Orlando or a few weeks there, they're just like, this isn't for me, and they leave. I kind of think that's a possibility.
Yeah, Ramon, I was talking with somebody about that this morning, about that potentially happening. And I think, let me see, who was that? What player? It was Bertans from the Wizards.
Davis Bertans, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Davis Bertans. He ruled himself out, and then it was, I believe Evan Fournier kind of criticized him, you know, saying how are you going to, you know, take yourself out of competition and leave your teammates out there to do the work. And so I didn't get that, I understand what he was saying, but, you know, I definitely get, Birkin's situation with the injuries that he's had. He's going to free agency. I understand. This is one thing, Momo, like, I don't know, is like, if you commit to going, do you have to, you know, stay the totality of your team stay? Like, you know, is it going to look bad if you commit to going and then when things don't feel right, you bounce? You know, but, you know, there's a lot of bigger issues. Like, maybe some guys, you know, mental health situations of just staying there and not being around the family, driving themselves crazy.
Yeah, you know, Chris, that's one of the things I'm curious about. You know, I think from a mental health perspective, this is going to be challenging. It's challenging to be isolated. I think we've all found that in the last couple of months. Are there, and I haven't read anything about this, are there going to be mental health counselors available to these guys down there?
See, I don't know that answer for off the top of my head. I was on the conference call with Adam Silver last weekend. That question was brought up, and I believe he said something along the lines of, you know, players will be covered in that regard. Mm-hmm. But if they're still, you know, maybe these aren't professionals that these players will be, you know, feel like they can open up to or talk to. Maybe they have their own. Like, you know, so there's a bunch of different variables that can take place. But ultimately, if you're leaving for any reasons beyond mental health or like some type of tragedy, I wonder how that's going to be perceived if that's the case. If you just bail out and be like, you know what, I don't want to be here, and you bail. I just wonder how that's going to be seen, primarily, you know, with his teammates. Because I think if you commit, I think, you know, they're expecting you to go to war. Like, you've had all this time to kind of deliberate, decide what you want to do. And so, you know, will a situation like that pop up? It definitely could, considering the circumstances.
Well, listen, Chris, you are the first person that we've talked to who is inside the bubble. We appreciate you coming on today, and hopefully we can do this again.
No, it's all good. Y'all take care. Talk to you
cool.
later.
Cool, thanks, Chris.
Hey, Chris, if you start getting bored, you know, just text me. I'm always up. You know, like, it's like, because you're just going to be talking to yourself after a little. There's nobody there yet. It's just you and, like, 10 other people, right?
Yeah, man, it's good. Hopefully there's better days ahead.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Dang, I offered him a lifeline, like, hey, you can text me. And he's like, hopefully there's better days ahead.
You are good on text. You do get right back.
I usually. But he didn't want to talk to me. He was like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm covered.
I'm good.
I've got other friends.
I've got other friends.
It's not just you, Momo. Does everybody call you Momo?
It's kind of become my name, yeah.
It has become your name.
It is. Like, even it might. Yeah, I mean, when you called me Ramona the other day, I was like, who's that?
Yeah, it's totally true. I mean, that nickname was just, you were born for it.
Yeah, my mom started calling me. That's why I liked it. When you first started calling me Momo, I took a minute to get over it because I thought I was like some serious news reporter. And then you'd be like, Momo's here with some breaking news. And I was like, that doesn't sound very authoritative.
But
then I was like, that's what my mom used to call me. So that's cool. That's, you know, that was like my little kid nickname. That's cool.
It's part of your brand now. It's part of your brand.
I leaned in.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it is just to lean in. All right, coming up for you, we got Game of Games. God help us. It's Momo's game today. Oh.
I tried. Oh. I tried hard.
And
it
doesn't count for anything, right?
That's true. It doesn't count for anything because Lindsay is already the winner of Game of Games for the month of June. Congratulations.
Wait, but
Lindsay,
aren't you going to keep track like all-time winning percentage?
No.
It's not rotisserie?
Every month is going to be its own thing.
Okay. Now that Mace knows that he didn't win, he's over it.
Okay.
No. My idea all along was I didn't want somebody to get a 10-game lead and then make it impossible for everybody to catch up. So I think restarting every calendar month is the best way to do it. Don't you, Lindsay?
Yeah, that makes sense because then, you know, otherwise I would just keep winning all the time.
That went straight to your head. Straight to your head.
Wow.
By the way, coming up for you, did you hear what's happening Thursday night at 6:15?
Oh my gosh.
It is war. Thursday night at 6:15. Tell you about it next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. By the way, earlier in the show, we had a conversation about shorts and pants. So I am of the belief that shorts are pants. It's just a different kind. It's just short pants. It's not full leg, right? So I put out the poll question, are shorts pants? Only 12% agree with me.
Yeah, nobody knows what you're talking about.
88% say shorts are not pants. They cover that region. That means they're pants.
Pants cover your full leg. Shorts only cover to your knee.
Yeah, boy, I guess I don't get it. I don't get it. All right.
We don't get you.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, a lot of people are in that boat. So we've got a really, really big event planned for Thursday night. And joining us right now is Carlo Saisu, who is our master of all promotions and social media. Carlo, how you doing, man?
Mason and Momo, so great to hear from you guys.
Hey, Carlo.
So Thursday night is the big hot dog eating challenge between me and Sliwa. Describe exactly how people are going to watch this.
We're going to have this streaming on all the ESPN Los Angeles social media accounts, Twitter, Periscope, and we're going to feature you guys shoving hot dogs into your mouth while Ramona will MC it.
So, Carlo, do we provide our own hot dogs? Is that part of this deal?
That is actually in progress. We are talking to a few partners that could be providing hot dogs for you.
Oh, so we may not have to. I may not have to Instacart hot dogs. Somebody may provide
No,
them.
You may not have to.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great. And who's the smart money on at this point, Carlo?
As of now, all the smart money is going towards you. There's not a lot of confidence on Sliwa's side, but Sliwa coming off the keto diet may be doing some quick fixes to his stomach before.
Oh, he's been doing keto?
He's been on the keto.
Oh, wow.
Is he breaking the diet to do this?
He's willing to break it.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot for you, Mace.
What do you mean? I'm breaking my diet. I've picked up 10 pounds during this whole thing. Carlo, how are you holding up during the pandemic?
Actually, in the last week, after living with a girlfriend and enjoying her mom's cooking, I've gained the quarantine 15 in the last 6 days.
So you have gained the 15?
I'm trying to fight it. I went on a run this morning and trying to get back into the routine, but I can only do so much.
It's hard, man. It is so hard.
Don't you feel like the way he just curled? You can only do so much. Like, I don't know that you're fighting it. Like, that sounded like absolute, like, resignation.
You know what? You know what it is,
like
Carlo?
Like you were saying earlier about people not shaving, you just got to let go sometimes. And everybody's doing that right now.
Have you seen the movie The Shining, Carlo?
Yes, I have.
I feel like I'm Jack Torrance. I was Jack Torrance at the beginning back in March. And now I'm Nicholson at the end of that movie. Hello, Mason. I think that's exactly who I've become. I picked up weight. I'm back to smoking every day. I'm literally just kind of falling apart. So a hot dog eating contest, I think I've well conditioned for that at this point.
Now the big question is, what's your target number?
That's a good question. We're doing it for
seven minutes and 10 seconds.
If Joey Chestnut is targeting 75 in the 10-minute competition, maybe we need to take like the baseball theory and say like three games is one game, and maybe three of his hot dogs is one of the hot dogs at Mace Eats. Does that sound about right?
How many does that add up to?
I think you'd be 25. Lucky to get through. No, I think you'd be lucky to get to 10.
Oh, 10. I was
MLB
thinking
season, MLB season, and Joey Chestnut to Steve Mason.
I was thinking one a minute is enough to beat Sliwa, don't you think?
I think so too, because one a minute doesn't mean that you. I think you'll start off with like you'll probably down three in the first minute, but then you're gonna feel really gross.
Yeah.
And then it's about who can keep going.
Plus, I'm gonna do the whole dip the bun into the water thing.
Are you watching Joey Chestnut training videos?
You need to shoot for like 12 or 15 just to be safe.
You think so?
I think 10 will do it.
One dip in water.
Yeah. I will win. I can promise you I will win. All the smart money should come in on me. I will kick his ass. I will lose to Sliwa at anything.
Yeah, and you're definitely not going to host his show afterwards.
Definitely not.
I mean,
can you imagine what an upset it would be?
Oh, it would be an enormous upset if Sliwa were to beat me in this hot dog eating contest. Because the other thing is, I've got to co-host his show the rest of the way if I lose.
Yeah, you're never doing that.
Yeah, there's no way I'm doing that. No way I'm doing that. All right, Carlo, thanks for handling all the technology for us, and we're excited about Thursday night.
Stretch out that stomach. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much. There's Carlo Sisu. He's our master of social media. All right. Coming up next for you, we got Game of Games.
Game of Games.
Momo, your games leave a lot to be desired. You've never grasped this part of the show.
I know. I don't know how hard I tried, though. I think the last, like, when I did the thing about the how old do the animals live, I tried, and I think I sold it too, right, Linz?
100%. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. So this
Lindsay,
one
are
is
you being
all
sarcastic or serious?
No, honestly, of all the games that I've ever played with Ramona hosting them, that was by far and away the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're
that's
on a one game streak.
Much. Yeah. This one, I don't know. I tried. I spent like 30 minutes last night trying to come up with an idea and then finding all the answers for this one. Let's just see.
Coming up next, Game of Games. It doesn't really count for anything today because, it actually counts for second place.
There you go.
Because right now it's Lindsay with 4, me with 2, Ireland with 2, and Funch with 2. So if either Funch or I win, we're playing for second place.
There you go.
So we're playing for something. Next.
Also, you're getting me better at games. We're working on it. Mobile
yes,
training too.
Working on it. All right, that's coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is time, people, for Game of Games. And today's game is brought to you by Ramona Shelburne. Momo.
It feels weird when you say my real name. I don't even know who you're talking about.
It's true. It's Momo. It's just Momo.
That's
just
right.
Momo.
All right, Mace, guess what I came up with, all right?
We're going to
do Rock Band, Racehorse, or Esports Star. So I'm going to name something, and you're going to tell me if this is the name of a rock band, a racehorse, or an esports star. You ready?
Racehorse or esports star, yes.
Okay.
Or rock band.
Number one, Disguised Toast. Mace, you go first. Rock band, racehorse, or esports star?
I will say that is a esports star.
Okay, Linz?
I'm going to agree with Mace and say I think it's a esports star.
Bunch?
Sounds a lot like a racehorse.
Mace and Lindsay, you are correct. That is an esports star. His name is Jeremy Wang. He's a Canadian streamer, YouTuber, and internet personality.
Excellent.
And gamer, best known for his Hearthstone YouTube videos. I have no idea what any of that is.
You're just reading words.
Yes. Hearthstone YouTube video. What is that? I mean, he's got a Twitch channel, all these things that
name.
I should know more about. Yeah. Disguised Toast. All right, number two. Flat Drunk. Is that a rock band, racehorse, or esports?
Lindsay
esports
is to
star?
You.
I'm going to go with a racehorse.
Funch?
Definitely sounds like a racehorse.
Mace?
Flat Drunk?
Flat Drunk.
Who would name a racehorse Flat Drunk? That's a rock band. It's got to be.
It's actually a racehorse, Lindsay and Funch.
Woohoo!
All right, I'll tell you who it is. When Flat Drunk debuted at Keeneland in the spring of 2017, the name elicited its fair share of chuckles. However, the two-year-old filly flashed immense potential, winning her debut race. However, she was sold and renamed as Bonneville Flats. It's often bad luck to rename a racehorse, and in this case, the superstition was right. Since being renamed, she's won just once in 11 subsequent starts.
Can I just give you? Let me just give you a point.
You don't care about that.
I don't need the resume of this horse.
Got it. Okay.
I don't need the life story of Flat Drunk.
Just a
however,
little. Okay.
Ramona, you get big points for at least doing the research on that.
I did work.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, third, Jack Septic Eye. Is that a rock band? Racehorse or esports star? Jack Septic Eye.
Funch?
I think that's a rock band. I think I saw him at Coachella.
Okay. And Mace?
I'm also going to go rock band.
And Lindsay?
I am going to go that he's a sport esports guy.
Lindsay is the only one who got it right.
Oh.
Jack Septic Eye is Sean McLaughlin. He has 23 million subscribers on YouTube.
I'm subscribed just for
million.
The name.
All right. Number four. We have seven total questions, okay? Ugly Kid Joe. Is that a rock band, racehorse, or esports star?
That's to me. I'll say it's a rock band.
All right. Lindsay?
100% a rock band.
Funch?
Rock band.
Yeah, maybe that was too easy. Yeah, everything
what's,
about you.
What's the song? Yeah, I hate everything about
That's
you.
That's right. Okay, yep. that was too easy, huh? I think the rock bands are too easy. All right. Midnight Loot. Is that a rock band, racehorse, or esports star? Midnight Loot.
Lindsay?
Well, you just said that you think the rock bands are too easy, so you're not going to use those. And I'm 50-50 shot. Let's go esports star.
Okay. Funch?
Racehorse.
Mace?
I'm also going racehorse.
Mace, Funch, you're on the board. It's a racehorse. And you said don't give the biographical stuff, so I'll just tell you he is named after Lute Olson. Mott the Hopple. Is that a racehorse? Mott
Is
the
it
Hopple.
Mott the Hopple or Mott the Hoople?
Oh, Mott the Hoople. Yeah, Mott the Hoople. You're right. Is that a rock band, racehorse, or esports star?
Funch.
Funch, you're first.
Racehorse.
All right. Mace?
That's a rock band.
Lindsay?
Since Mace had to correct you in the pronunciation, he must know it, so I'm going to go with what he said, rock star.
That was good. That was good engineering. You're both right. It's a rock star, rock band. Okay.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Lindsay's got 5. Mace has got 4. Funch, you've got 3. So, Mace, you have a chance.
Okay.
You can tie.
Yep.
This is number 7. Harass. Is that a racehorse, rock band, or esports star?
Harass. Lindsay, you have to go first.
I'm going to say that it's a racehorse.
Funch?
Harass.
Rock band.
Mace,
I am
last.
Also going to go rock band.
Lindsay's correct.
Ugh.
That is a racehorse.
Lindsay
went
6-7.
I think I came across that one when I was preparing the racehorse or EDM artist.
Oh, okay.
Damn, Lindsay is unstoppable.
She's
she
good.
She is the king of Game of Games for this
She's
month.
She's good.
She finishes with, you finish with 4?
Yeah.
No, you finish with 5.
Five.
Lindsay 5, me 2, Ireland 2, Funch 2. So a dominating month of June
Dang.
For Lindsay on Game of Games.
Thank you.
All right.
By the way, on Harass, I didn't read all the biographical stuff, but I will text you the video where you can see how funny it is to name a racehorse Harass.
Okay.
just when you hear Jason calls.
When he's coming up the rear.
Yep. Around the corner, just trailing, just behind, close on her tail. It's very funny.
I'm easily amused.
All right. Hey, I want to get this in real quick. We've got Sliwa coming up for you here in just a minute. But Rob Pelinka did a Zoom conference call today. And Funch, you have some of that, right?
Yes, I do.
Tee this up for me. First, I think he talks about Avery Bradley.
Yeah, Rob Pelinka on losing Avery Bradley.
But, of course, for our team, it's tough. It's tough to lose Avery, his toughness, his defensive tenacity. He was a starter. But we completely understand his decision. I think that, of course, that's a decision of mixed emotion from a basketball standpoint. As a friend of Avery's and Ashley's and a former agent of their family, and as the GM of the Lakers, I was really hoping for them to have an opportunity to compete for a championship. But I understand that in this instance, safety and family is first, and that's where things landed. But as a result of that, Mike, to get around to answering your question, we will sign a replacement player. That's the plans. And with the restart protocol, I'm sure you guys are aware that July 1st is the first date we would be allowed to do that, which is tomorrow. And there should be more updates then. We can't really talk about forward-looking transactions under the NBA rules, but we are planning on signing a replacement player tomorrow.
Okay, so there's Rob Plink on Avery Bradley. Now, we're assuming that replacement player is going to be J.R. Smith, right, Momo?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That was what Rhodes reported the other day. It's like they can't announce it officially, but that's what's happening.
So let's go with one more. This is Rob Pelinka, Lakers general manager, on Dwight Howard.
Yeah, so Dwight's another player of ours that has an extenuating circumstance. In addition to some of the social justice messaging he's been doing, which we're supportive of, one of his sons, a six-year-old son, did lose tragically his mother several weeks ago. So we have been working very closely, and I've been in contact with Dwight often and his agent. And we, as you guys know, there was an opt-out date that Dwight did not give notice that he was opting out. So we are going to continue to work through those extenuating circumstances with Dwight, support him, support his six-year-old son, and hope for the best that he would be a part of our roster in Orlando. That'll be a continued process.
So no clarity necessarily on Dwight Howard.
I got something big out of that one, though.
Did you
hear how he pronounced Dwight?
No.
He said Dwight, like he did the John Ireland style of pronouncing Dwight. Where I remember we had this whole discussion.
It's Dwight. It's Dwight.
Dwight.
It's not Dwight.
And then he said, yeah, listen to how Dwight says it, right? And I said, well, how does Dwight say it? And he asked him, and he actually says Dwight. So Rob Pelinka, play the start of that, just the first 5 seconds. You'll hear.
Yeah, so Dwight's another player of ours.
Dwight?
See? He listens
so wait
to
a
show.
So what do you get out of that?
He is paying attention to Mason and Ireland. He obviously heard our discussion about it.
Yeah, but what's the correct way now? Now you've confused me. What is the correct way? Is it Dwight or is it Dwight?
I think it's Dwight.
It is Dwight?
It's Dwight. Yeah, I think Ireland's right. I think he asked Dwight. I think it really is he obviously is going out of his way to say Dwight.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
In that clip. There's four times Dwight, he says Dwight.
Yeah, so Dwight's another player.
Yep, there it is. Dwight.
And it wasn't just a one-time thing. Every time he said his name, he said Dwight, not just Dwight.
I wanted to do a quick mention here. our good friend Dave Singer, and you know, you've worked with Dave, right, Momo?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Lindsay, you know Dave also, right?
Yep, I worked with him at NFL.
Okay. So Dave, for years and years, is a friend of ours. He was the producer of the show for many years. We, John and I, both got to know his parents, Bob and Char. And Bob was is a wonderful guy. He passed away today. Was a wonderful guy. Was the biggest Dodger fan that I have ever met. And it didn't matter when the game was on, day or night. Bob had his earphones in and was listening to a transistor radio broadcast of the Dodgers game. He went everywhere with that thing. And I have an image in my head of Bob with his Dodgers hat and his Dodgers jacket, his blue satin Dodgers jacket, and his earbuds in, listening to Vin Scully call the game on the radio. And that's the way I will always think of Bob, a wonderful guy who raised a great, great son. Hail fellow, well met, Bob Singer. Great, great guy. Coming up next for you is Crosstalk. Alan Sliwa is going to be here, my opponent in Thursday night's hot dog eating contest. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Sliwa's here. The most important question of the day, Sliwa.
Yes.
Are shorts pants?
Shorts are definitely shorts, and they're not pants.
What? Am I the only one in the world that has this contention that shorts are pants?
12%
they cover the entire pants region.
But they're
are
shorts.
Are you thinking of underpants? Because, yeah, shorts do cover the underpants region, but then they also go down to your knee. And then pants go down to your ankle.
I just don't get it. I according to the poll, only 13% of people think shorts are pants. I disagree with the 87%. Count me among the 13%. So, Sliwa, are you excited about Thursday night, which is turning into a mega event?
Sure.
Now, it's being billed as a mega event. Mm-hmm. You versus me, hot dog eating. I understand you've been on the keto diet.
Yeah, that's probably not going to go very well on Thursday.
What is the keto diet? I hear people talk about it. I don't exactly. Is it like the Atkins diet where you only eat meat? How's that work?
You can have carbs, but it's very, very limited. So you have like basically a set carb goal, which is virtually nothing. You're getting most of your carbs from vegetables, a lot of protein. Cheeses you can have, obviously a lot of greens. That's what they're pushing for. But fruits is actually like a big no-no just because of all the sugar. And the idea is that eventually you burn off fat. You know, you're using the energy that you have, and fat's being burned rather than carbohydrates. So
has it worked?
I think like everybody else, you know, how easy is it to gain weight right now? So I definitely probably gained 10 pounds, and now I'm probably close to losing all of it.
You're close to losing all 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Mace, it's honestly like it's such a change from what you regularly eat. You know what I mean? So it's just as simple as you give away. For me, I have bread, sandwiches, rice, all that stuff. You just take that stuff away and automatically you're obviously going to stop or start losing weight. And then Thursday, I'm going to do a hot dog challenge where I'm going to just get it all back. Get it all back in one evening.
So we were talking about this. So hot dog eating challenge, a great American tradition, right around the holidays, it's exactly what the framers of the Constitution had in mind when they started this great nation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So how many hot dogs do you think is the target for 7 minutes and 10 seconds? Like, what's your goal?
So believe it or not, I haven't given it that deep of thought yet where I've set myself a hot dog goal. Have you set a hot dog goal or no?
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not. Yes. I am anticipating at a minimum a hot dog a minute.
A minute?
Hot dog a minute.
So maybe one more. Eight. Six packs.
I'm going to say eight. I'm going to eat eight hot dogs.
Okay. Do you remember this all started because you guys had talked about how disgusting it is to watch these hot dog eating contests.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then immediately when I brought it up, you thought, hey, this is great. Let's do it and put it on every platform.
Correct.
So my question is, Mace, what makes those hot dog eating contests so disgusting is the whole water portion.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we eliminate water?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that would be like a keto dog. That
no,
would be like
the
keto.
Water is part of it.
Mace, you can't have any water the entire time. You take as many hot dogs as you can down without water.
No.
So people who are viewing
are not building.
As,
We're not building this around your little diet.
It's not. Well, what do you mean diet? Water's not the diet.
No, but the bread.
Well, I'm eating the bread. We're having bread and hot dogs. We're having regular hot dogs. I'm saying just don't have any water.
If you keep the bun on, you'll finish three hot dogs in 7 minutes. The only way to go fast is the water. You dunk the bun in the water and just slurp it right down.
If you're a consumer that's going to be watching this thing, the last thing you want to see is me and Steve Mason dipping hot dogs into water and taking them down in 7 minutes and 10 seconds. It sounds like an awful viewing experience.
I disagree. It's like a train wreck. You just can't look away.
I think it is going to be fantastic. It is going to be fantastic. Sliwa, this is your moment. You know, you only get in this business, Sliwa. I know you've been in this business for like 10 minutes. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You get few moments in your career where it's like you're just at the pinnacle. Like this is the moment. The one thing people are going to remember you for.
Not good. That's not good. Yeah. That's
is the
good.
Hot dog eating contest. The winner of the hot dog eating contest will hold that legend forever.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what that would mean. To your show.
Agents will be calling like crazy, want to represent.
Hot dog eating champion Alan Sliwa. That's got a ring to it.
Lindsay, do you agree that the water portion is just absolutely disgusting and we should eliminate that portion from the hot dog eating contest?
I agree that it's disgusting, but I think it's a necessary evil.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's just two guys eating a couple hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, we're just sitting around eating dogs. And by the way, no condiments either. No ketchup, no mustard.
We got to get, by the way, I heard Carlo talking about they're working on hot dogs. If they don't get a hot dog partner, what brand do we go with?
Farmer John.
I got a question.
Farmer John's got longer hot dogs. Oh, Nathan's.
Isn't it their hot dog eating contest?
But can you get Nathan's hot dogs in L.A.?
You could go with some people.
You can get you could probably get the kosher nationals, Hebrew nationals.
Oh, those are great.
Those are great. Yeah.
Now here's the thing.
Do you want a hot dog that tastes like a hot dog though? Because those taste like hot dogs. Do you want one that tastes way more processed than that?
Let's face it. We're not even going to taste these things. They're going down so fast. It's not like flavor is not going to be the most important thing.
Mace, I have a real question for have you ever done this before? Have you ever taken down that many hot dogs or anything like that?
Have you ever taken down that many hot dogs? No, I've never done this.
Why am I nauseous 2 days before doing it?
Now, I did it with donuts. I ate 13 donuts in 5 minutes. In a donut eating contest with Amanda. And I'm telling you, I crushed it because I went
right
to the water.
I think I'd rather do donuts.
I dipped those glazed donuts in water and then just slurped them down. Just slurped them right down.
So why do you have to dip it in the water? Why can't you just have water as you're eating it?
Totally different. What you do is by putting it in the water,
I love the execution.
You're turning it into a liquid like blurb. That's easy to just swallow all at once.
Oh my God. So you don't chew the hot dog either.
Why don't I just do this? Right when the clock starts, I'll grab a blender. I'll put 10 hot dogs in there with 10 buns. Add as much water as I can.
That is disgusting.
While you're taking down in 4 minutes or 5 minutes, wherever you're at, I'll just drink all of mine and be done.
No, that's not the way things work, man. That's not the way things work. You've got to get with this program. Look, this is a big moment. The station has gotten behind it. Lindsay, you had a promotions meeting, right, today?
Yep.
And the station's all over this, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have graphics on, like a hot dog counter, and it's going to be – we're going all out.
I can't wait till we get sports back, huh?
In the meantime, this is what we got.
This is a sport.
We'll have fun. No, we'll do it. We'll make it happen. I have no idea how many hot dogs I could take down. I have absolutely no idea. And I can't watch you while I'm doing it because I could only imagine what you're going to look like dipping the water in and all that. So I got to be in my own
Word on the street is after this crosstalk, Vegas is going to be handicapping it. So
Here's the first bun.
Ew.
Gone.
Ew.
Wait, do you do that to the hot dog too?
No, the hot dog you got to chew up a little. You got to apply some
chewing
teeth to the hot dog.
Gross.
Otherwise, it's not going to. But the buns eat.
So I asked our friend Michelle Beadle about this because she's good at these kind of train wrecks. Situations. I said,
what does that say about Beta? Why are you throwing
She
that?
Loves car chases. That's her favorite thing on TV.
Okay, got
I
it.
I said, Mason is doing a hot dog eating contest. How will this compare to a car chase in terms of viewability? And she writes back, will there be porn music playing? I said, it's on Zoom. And she says, dear God, why?
Sounds like a very reasonable response on her part.
See,
I mean, Beatles' favorite thing in the world is to watch car chases.
So is Ireland. Ireland
wasn't John
Beatles
a
should,
channel? Wasn't yes. John throwing an idea that it'd be just a channel?
He thinks
just
there should chases? Be a whole channel devoted.
He's right.
It's not
car
a bad
chases.
Idea. Right. It's not a bad idea.
You know, am I the only one that thinks it's like the most boring thing in the world? I already know how it ends.
Yeah.
There's spike strips. Then there's a guy running, and then they
I'm not
corner
a big
him
fan
in somebody's
either.
Backyard.
They're pretty good.
They're kind of lame.
Well, I also think it promotes bad behavior. Like, people glorify it, and then, you know, I don't want to be on the freeway.
Yeah, no,
when
it's
doing
modeling.
That.
People do yeah. it because they see other people do it. So the more yeah. you show, the more likely it is to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Can I go back to the eating for a second? When you did
yeah,
your
sure.
13 donuts, was that also on social?
That was on actually, that was on Spectrum. That's when they were simulcasting the show on Spectrum.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, people over at Spectrum, AJ Pensiglione and all those guys over mm-hmm. there thought it was the greatest thing they'd ever seen. Greatest thing, greatest television they've ever seen.
How many did Amanda take down?
Two.
She had two?
Yeah, she had two.
In how many minutes?
5 minutes.
You had 13 and you were that far ahead, you just kept going?
She
was not
she was not
doing the dipping of the water thing. Because I would dip the donut in the water and then I just swallowed in one.
Don't ever make that sound again. That's so gross.
She said that it was. Gulp. She said that this morning that it was so gross that after she ate the two, she was so grossed out that she just stopped eating and stared at you like in disgust the rest of the time.
Never underestimate how badly I want to win everything.
By the way, Ramona, mm-hmm. Greg has no idea what he's talking about when he said, oh, Slee was fine. He has Kirk on Thursday. I don't have Kirk on Thursday. I have Kirk on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, wow. So who do you have tomorrow? You've got an emergency cam.
On Thursday?
Yeah, for Thursday. You're going to have a cam on emergency.
Yeah, we
you definitely do. You
up.
Need that.
Yeah, how are you going to feel?
It's not
going to
be me.
I'm
going to kick the snot out of you. I'm going to eat 8 hot dogs in 7 minutes and 10 seconds. I will leave you in the dust. That means I will not have to sit in and do the rest of your show.
Mace, even if I did win, I have zero confidence you're going to sit in and do the show. I think you're going to be like, Al, I'm going to go. I'm done.
No.
I did my work today.
I will play fair. If you win, I will do the rest of the show with you. That is the bet. We haven't come up with the reciprocal part of the bet. Like, if I win, what do you do?
Well, if I win, I don't think I'm going to use mine for you filling in the rest of the show. I think I got to come up with something better than that.
Yeah, because either way, you've got me. Wait a minute. If you win, what do I have to do?
I don't know yet.
I thought you were filling in the rest of the show. You don't want Mason to work with you?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying,
you're
like,
turning
is that.
Down, that's the stake. That's already been established.
That's the
you
stake.
Agreed to that. You
but
agreed
if
to
I
that.
Win, what happens?
I love that. That's
yeah. What does
stake.
Mace get?
Yeah. What do I get when I win?
I don't know, Mace.
Ellen, what do you have to offer?
Yeah. What do
you have to offer?
I don't think Mace wants anything that I have to offer.
Oh, sure. I do. No, I'm a huge Alan Sliwa fan.
What do you have? What is near
do you have any Alan
Sliwa
t-shirts?
To you?
Alan Sliwa t-shirts.
They're yeah. selling like hotcakes. Those are yeah. selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, no, because I've been listening to the show a lot lately, Alan.
What do you think, Mace?
I think I. Here's what I think.
Mm-hmm. What day did you listen? What day did you listen?
I listened last Thursday night.
Okay.
You had Bob Yablans
yes.
from
yep,
the New York Times on.
Mm-hmm. He was on. He was great too.
And you had Ted Shlomo.
That slow mo made some time.
From longball.org.
Longball.org. Yep. Tough guy.
That org is the one that's the tip off right there.
It was one of those shows that made me think and also made me laugh. And to me, that's the combination you're looking for. Think and laugh. Do that every day.
There you go.
Think and laugh.
Tonight, Kirk Morrison. So I'll have plenty of opportunities to think with Kirk tonight.
Think and laugh. Mm-hmm. All right. More with Sliwa coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah.
All right, Crosstalk.
Oh, go ahead, Alan. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's all good. Crosstalk on 710 ESPN is powered by Power Pro Heating and Air and their Cross-Trade Power Pro Service Specials. Great Cross-Trade service for our listeners right now. And $99 drain cleaning. Go to powerproplumbing.com.
All right. There you go. Ramona yesterday, and now, Alan, I kind of want to use this as a teaching moment.
Yes.
So Momo yesterday opened up the show. I was having a technical problem, couldn't get on at the very start of the show. So I want to play for you what it sounds like when you're not prepared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and play that, Funch.
ESPN Los Angeles. The show where it's all happening, Mason in Ireland, is on for your Monday afternoon. Ramona's here. Yes, Momo's in for John today. Mason's back from his pandemic pause, the little mini vacation you took last week. Now, when the show began earlier today at 3 o'clock, at 2:55, Mason, producer Lindsay, even Funches, they all disappeared for a moment. So then Momo had to start the show by herself. Let's roll the tape.
I don't know about that full strength thing. What do you think, Lynn? Full strength? Momo's on, John's on vacation, and Mace is having technical difficulties. So you're going to have to fill me in on what's going on with passing gay, Lindsay. Lindsay, Fulton, where are you at? Okay, we're going to get caught up. Momo's here. Mace is trying to reconnect here. And J.R. Smith, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, is officially a member of the Lakers. Linz, are you there? Funch, are you there?
I'm here now.
You know what? I think he did a pretty good job.
Oh, even worse when I hear it again.
It's not that bad.
So, Sliwa, well, what did you think of that as a tone setter? A show starter.
I think she was working on the fly. She made it happen.
Yeah.
She juggled for a good 30, 45 seconds, and then everybody came back.
And clearly,
it felt like
I love the way Lindsay and Funch both disappeared on her.
They both left.
Well, that's because we're trying to troubleshoot getting you on the air.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But it was just funny that you left her in the deep end and did not throw her a life preserver in the middle of
anyone?
That.
They put on the life preserver. They had two life preservers on.
And then I called, and when I did this today, Lindsay said, I think it's just you again. We're having trouble with Mace. I'm like, is this going to be a bit now?
Yeah, my machine has not been working very well.
Oh, man.
So
I don't need to relive this anymore. That was like, well, I was okay for the first like 20 seconds, but then when I realized no one's there.
It's a terrible feeling, isn't it?
What the hell am I going to talk about?
Nobody's there.
No one. Mace, I don't want to rain on your parade.
Yeah, okay.
I really, really don't.
Yep.
I know the theme you've had on the show, the positivity.
Yes.
Sports is going to come back.
It's coming back, man.
Put Buster Olney on the side for a second. Don't take it too deep.
We're
some of the things that he's saying.
13 days away from LAFC versus Houston. We're 24 days away from Dodgers opening day. We're 30 days away from Lakers Clippers. Do not rain on my parade.
So should I ask this question to Ramona?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure,
Ramona,
be a downer. Go
Ramona,
ahead.
Here's my question.
Put everybody in a bad mood to start your show. Go ahead, Sliwa.
Honestly, Ramona, what happens in the NBA if it doesn't happen? Like what just if they got started and they weren't able to complete it, what happens? I mean, does this become something that you can't look back on the rest of this year? I mean, how do you think to do this? Mace, but I got to ask the question. What do you think happens, Ramon?
I think it's happening. Like, the thing is, I know everybody wants to be in this, if it all falls apart. I don't think it's all falling apart.
Yeah,
I'm
that's Sliwa. Sliwa's in the it's all falling apart mode.
It's going to happen. The only question is, are we going to have injuries and are we going to have superstars who test positive in the middle of this? But I'm telling you, once this thing gets rolling, people are going to be so into it.
They're going to get caught up in it. They're going to be busy. They're going to be focused. They're going to play every other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have practices and socially distant film sessions or whatever they're going to do. Maybe they'll do Zoom calls for their film sessions. But this is going to happen. It's just a question of whether – I think the bigger question is it going to happen with teams at full strength the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Because Sleela, the injury risk is a big deal.
It's not if, it's when, man. Wrap your head around that. Wrap your head around that. It's coming back. The NBA will be back in 30 days. That's all we've got left, 30 days to Lakers-Clippers.
Mace, that schedule, when it came out on Friday, like it was overwhelming of how amazing it would be, right? Just the whole structure of it.
Again, game it starting, would be. It would
when it
why,
will be.
Why don't you get
when
there?
When it will be. When it will be, okay? But the structure of game starting as early as 10:30 in the morning, 11:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And then the latest game you have is 6 o'clock. That's obviously where a lot of these West Coast teams will play 6, Lakers-Clippers, 6 o'clock tip-off on that July 30th. It is – to go from no sports, you mentioned this, Mace, where it's kind of like there's this internal clock on sports and we're all out of whack right now. I mean, think about how it usually works when September starts rolling around. Just what you start thinking of. All right, you got Halloween coming up, you got Thanksgiving, but what you really have is Major League Baseball playoffs are going to be starting, NFL, college football. Everything is out of whack. So when it does come back, I think there's none of us will have valued it more than we ever have, and obviously it would be an overwhelming amount of sports.
Yeah. Well, I like that you're starting to come around because
I got to ask the question.
No. Just let's live in the it's happening world.
We'll
I'm tired of living in the what if we, but if they can, no. Let's go to when we have dates, we have actual starting times, we have schedules. I mean, we know what's going to be happening, and there are going to be some wrenches because of the virus. But I have full faith that. The NBA, that Major League Baseball, that the MLS will all find a way to get through this. I'm confident. Football, if you want to ask about football, to me that's a slightly different story. I'm not sure what happens with football. But the first three, I feel really good about.
Well, you guys.
Fightbuster only.
You guys also mentioned this.
What did he say? This is the first bands of the hurricane coming ashore.
Yeah, no, Buster is like, he is really, really down on this whole thing.
Yeah, that was intense.
What are some of the other, baseball guys, are they completely different or a lot of them kind of have a similar sentiment?
I think a lot of the baseball guys are like, we hope it's going to work. We think it's going to work. It has a chance of working. Buster is, these are the opening bands of a hurricane that is going to blow the sport away forever. he literally talked about bands of a hurricane.
I know.
It's a little extreme.
Flying into the first band of a hurricane.
Flying into the first band of the hurricane. I'm like, come on,
brutal.
Man. Lighten up. I love Buster, but lighten up, man. First band of a hurricane.
So no water dipping on Thursday?
Water dipping 100% on. It is happening. And Momo's going to be here to call the action.
Mm-hmm. How do we think my play-by-play is going to be?
Terrible.
No, you'll kill him. You'll make it happen.
Well,
you'll
if it's it anything happen. Like your games, it'll be
if
lovely.
If it's anything
how was my
like
game
your
today? I tried today, and I even took a note in the middle of the game.
Yeah, you did.
You said we don't need the whole explanation. I said, okay, I did write all this out. Or maybe I just copied and pasted from the places where I found these
things.
But I did do a little effort there, right? And I made it sound good. And you said, no, we don't need the whole long explanation. So I did all, and you said I got a B minus. I think
a solid B minus.
Solid.
That's a great score.
That's a really good score.
Did you hear our game today, Alan? Did you hear my racehorse, rock band, or esports gamer?
Yeah, I did hear it, and
I think
I thought it was pretty good. But you're also talking to somebody that Lindsay hates my games. It's arguably
your games are unbearable.
They're not good.
Your games. It's nothing personal. I just don't think that they're very good.
Well, that's what I'm referring to.
I don't hate your games. It's not personal. I just don't think they're very good.
Like, give me an example of a
Sleeva
game.
And I hate you.
What is your game?
I'll tell you what, Sleeva. Why don't you come up with a game for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow
why don't you
night.
Really put your brain to work.
Ramona, when are you back? You're on Thursday?
Thursday. But you're tomorrow already going to have a hot dog contest.
Wait, you're going
to call in.
Last
if you want
time.
Me to call in, I'll do it. I don't mind. But I'll call in for that part if you want.
Well, just so I could get Ramona's kind of take for how my games are.
Yeah,
I'll either call in or listen in. Whatever you
want. We'll do that. Hey, real quick before I get out of here, I want to mention I just released a brand new Culture Pop podcast.
Hey.
It is with Phil Rosenthal, who is the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond, has a show on Netflix, great show called Somebody Feed Phil. He travels the world. He eats all kinds of great food. I would like to have his life. He's really, really funny. You can go to stevemason.com and download and subscribe to the Culture Pop podcast. Great, well worth your time. All right, Sliwa, what do you got coming up?
Kirk Morrison, Om Young Masuk, and we'll obviously hit on a lot of this NBA stuff, but plank a conversation today and Adam Silver as well.
You know what? It just occurred to me. Can we get Joey Chestnut on the show tomorrow to give me some tips?
Ooh, I will reach out. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Get some tips. All right. The world
hey,
is waiting
on social,
for Thursday
guys.
Night. Yeah.
Social, ESPN LA. How many hot dogs do you think Venice Mace will eat in 7 minutes, 10 seconds in the first hot dog eating contest? Okay. Right now, 3+ has 37%. 5+ has 30%. 7+ has 17%, and 10+ has 16%.
I'm going to be 7+. I promise you. 37% say 3+.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
Oh, that's weak. No, man, I'm going 7+.
I think that's what I picked. 7+.
Eight dogs in 7 minutes and 10 seconds. That's my goal. What's yours, Sliwa?
What is yours? Say your goal again.
8 dogs in 7 minutes and 10 seconds.
Mine is 4 dogs in 38 minutes.
You're just like, I'm just going to a ball game.
There you go.
I'm going to try. I have no idea how many, but I will give my best effort to take down as many
dogs. I certainly hope so. Don't disappoint the people. All right. Coming up next for you is the Sliwa Show. Back tomorrow, 2:55 sharp. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.